today. Facebook's new test will take even more of a chunk out of your already puny organic reach. The popular web format that's on its way out. The march toward a cashierless future continues. And what Spotify's ad platform has in common with North Korea. It's Friday, November 19th, 2021. Happy National Flag Day, Brazil. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in Digital Marketing, episode 509. Today's episode brought to you by CMOX. See if you have what it takes to be a high-paid, in-demand, fractional chief marketing officer. Go to becomecmo.com. When a move that will surprise nobody who is a regular around here, Meta announced yesterday that they have found a way to cut organic reach on their platform to even lower levels than it is today. This is in the form of a toggle switch they're giving to some users, which will let them indicate that they want to see fewer posts in their news feeds from brand pages or groups. The test is live now for some users. It adds three menus: friends and family, groups, and pages and public figures. Users will be able to change the ratio of what's in their feed by changing these to more, normal, or less. Look, I don't think you have to be a psychic to realize that a large number of people will say more family and less brand pages, please. And that will reduce our organic reach, meaning if you want to connect with your existing fan base, you will have to buy ads. The test is with a small group of people now, but Meta says they will be expanding it in the coming weeks. A number of years ago, before web pages were mobile-friendly, Google was pushing a new type of page format: accelerated mobile pages, or AMP for short. These were duplicate pages of content on your website that would only be served to people on mobile devices, and even then, only under certain circumstances. You didn't need to manually create the second version. Most content management systems like WordPress offered plugins that would do it for you, slap your branding on it, and put it up on your server. Google liked these because they loaded faster, and they highlighted these pages with a little lightning bolt icon in the search results. Since then, web content has evolved, and now the HTML that underlies web pages accounts for mobile views automatically and serves a version of the same page that just adapts to the screen size. We call these responsive pages, and pretty much all websites use responsive themes now. So what's happening with AMP? It looks like it's going away. Twitter this week confirmed it plans to drop support for the format by the end of the year, and when that happens, they'll just stop redirecting people to whatever AMP pages you have on your server. To be clear, people will not get 404 errors. They'll just see your regular web pages now, which hopefully you have made responsive. And Twitter's not alone. Quoting Search Engine Journal, "It's getting harder to make a case for publishing pages in the AMP format, especially after what's happened with it over the past year. Google itself is gradually phasing AMP out of a number of places where it was once prominent. With the launch of the Page Experience Update, Google made a number of changes that suggest it's dropping support for AMP, though not completely. Google's first move toward phasing out AMP was removing the lightning bolt icon from search results. That made pages published in the format less obvious, but didn't stop them from ranking in Google. Later, Google removed AMP as a requirement for appearing in the top stories carousel. The pages were not removed from the carousel, but they'll now appear alongside regular HTML pages. Google's most recent step toward phasing out AMP occurred this past September, when the company announced it would show non-AMP content more regularly in Google News." Unquote. So what to do if you have an AMP plugin on your brand's website? Nothing, if you don't want. It doesn't hurt anything having the plugin churning out copies. Google won't consider them duplicate content or anything. But these days, there may not be much of a point in having them around. One of the people who pops up in my Twitter feed regularly is Gil David. He runs a boutique Facebook ad agency in Ireland called Run DMG. He is always tweeting out really solid advice on ad campaigns on the platform. You can follow him at GIL_RunDMG. This week, I noticed he's put out a pretty comprehensive resource for Black Friday Facebook ad campaigns, and I thought I'd bring him on here for a minute to talk about it. Hi, Gil.
Hey, Todd. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. So explain this to me. This is the setup that you're using with your clients?
Yeah, so we did kind of an original version last year, which was pretty successful for us. And I released it kind of on a few of my channels, and people seemed to like it. So that was called a triple header strategy, because it involved basically three different CBOs. That was the kind of basis of it. And then this year, post iOS 14.5, we've had to adapt that a little bit. So now it's only two CBOs in the strategy. So hence it's called the double team strategy for 2021.
And when people download this, are they getting a PDF, a spreadsheet, an hour of consultation with you? Like, what's the format?
I mean, not too much, because I've done it as a, you know, what you think it's worth. So the minimum is £1, but people have paid as much as £100 for it, which I'm very grateful for. So yeah, it's really a PDF which shows the whole setup. And as well as that, there's tips on what you need to be aware of post iOS 14.5, because the kind of the data lags make it very difficult running sales, and especially sort of scaling or knowing what's going on, unless you're looking in the back end of the store as well at the same time. So there's a few tips on that, as well as some kind of top audiences that we're targeting this year. So there's more than just the actual setup itself, but yes, it's kind of a PDF that's I think it's about seven pages long. So it's pretty comprehensive, and hopefully there's a lot of value for people, especially if you're an e-commerce brand or agency running Facebook ads.
Well, I think it's very generous of you to be pricing it at whatever people want to pay. Obviously, people sometimes pay thousands for this kind of advice. We have created a short link to get to it. It is b.link/Facebook Black Friday. This was not paid. We don't get a cut. I just thought it was a pretty solid resource. Gil, thanks.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate you having me on.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg's obsessive infatuation with the increasing of young people on his platform can be summarized in two words. TikTok. I guess that's one word. And new numbers from Forrester show exactly why he's panicking. The study was of 4,600 teenagers in the U.S. TikTok's weekly usage was up 13 points year over year. Instagram down 4 points. Also, incidentally, Snapchat has closed the gap to just a 3-point difference between it and Instagram. So how did TikTok sneak up so fast on the Zuck? One reason? He lost his super secret spy tool. Quoting Social Media Today, Meta's usual approach to such challenges has been to first try to buy them out before they get too big, but that process was, at least in part, based on its controversial Onavo VPN monitoring program, which helped it track key app trends as they rose. Meta was forced to shut down the Onavo tracking program in January 2019 due to its intrusive nature, which saw it essentially gathering data on app usage from many teens and paying them a small fee for providing such access. Upon discovery of the program, Apple banned Onavo from the App Store for violating its policies before Meta closed the program for good in response to a TechCrunch investigation. That reduced Meta's insight into rising trends, which seems to have left the company more vulnerable to competition from TikTok. As a result, Meta then moved to phase two of its competitor mitigation playbook, replication, with the launch of Instagram Reels, unquote. As for why teens are on TikTok rather than Instagram, Forrester found many consider TikTok to just be more fun and a more positive experience. All that said, neither TikTok nor Instagram are at the top of the U.S. teen chart. That belongs to YouTube, with 72% of American teens using it weekly.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Among the many retail trends happening these days is that of cashierless checkouts, the most famous of which is probably Amazon's experiment with its own tiny grocery stores where cameras watch what you put in your cart, letting you just walk out of the store and get billed for it all later. Now, Amazon has teamed up with Starbucks to try it out on coffee drinkers. The test store has been given a predictably Frankenstein brand name, Starbucks Pickup with Amazon Go. It's in New York. It opened yesterday. It's got a lounge with workspaces and expanded tables with power outlets and USB ports. It's not a pop-up, by the way. This offers the full Starbucks menu and an assortment of food and beverages in that little cooler that Starbucks always has on the right there. Although that cooler has been given its own Frankenstein name, the Amazon Go Market. Customers will order on the Starbucks app and then just walk in, grab their drink, and leave. Starbucks says if it works out, they'll open more next year. A study last year found that more than a third of consumers found cashierless options appealing because of their shorter lines, and another third said they like it because they don't like talking to other people. And finally, an update on the Spotify ad campaign I told you I launched yesterday. Well, tried to launch. Here's how it went, and I'm sure some of this will sound disturbingly familiar. First, after just a couple of hours, my ads were approved. Hooray! They were both the same ad, but I had two different ad sets. I'm going to play you the ad that I tried to submit now. This will become relevant in a moment.
If you're in business and need to stay ahead of the curve, subscribe to the Today in Digital Marketing podcast. Everything you missed each day in social media, online advertising, and digital marketing. And it's short, just 8 minutes every weekday. Subscribe free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at todayindigital.com, the Today in Digital Marketing podcast.
Okay, so harmless ad, right? That was approved. Then, later last night, one of the ads was rejected. Remember, there were two ads in this campaign only because there were two ad sets. The ads themselves were identical, but only one was rejected. And why? The policy it said I violated was ads referencing competitor music or podcast services are prohibited. Remove any references to Spotify competitors from your ad and or click through URL landing page. What Spotify competitors, you ask? Apparently, my use of the phrase,
or wherever you get your podcasts,
was what got their panties in a twist about. And yes, my landing page does acknowledge the existence of other podcast platforms. Bigger platforms. Better platforms. But, like the North Korean Information Ministry, Spotify does not want its users to know that better options exist in the world. This doesn't explain, though, why only one of the ads was rejected and the other was approved. Just another day for an online media buyer, I guess. Between this nonsense and them buying podcasts up only to hide them behind paywalls, one thing is clear. Spotify doesn't want to participate in the podcast community. It wants to own it. And that's not good for anybody. Look at my calendar to see what I had lined up this weekend. And at first it looked really busy and I thought, oh good, I have very exciting things to do. And then I realized that all of the little task bookings, little family to-do things, are like the kind of tasks that I remember my dad having to do all the time. I have to get some blood work done. I have to pick up some subscriptions. I've got to replace my reading glasses. Like, when did I cross 50 exactly? It happened. This is my life now. Today in Digital Marketing is produced by EngageQ Digital on the traditional territories of the Tsunamic First Nation on Vancouver Island. Scripting and promotional support by Steph Gunn. Podcast music licensing by Source Audio. And our theme composer, Mark Blevis, is that first scoop of coffee out of the bag. You know, the one you give a good long sniff of and think to yourself, God damn, I like coffee. I'm Todd Maffin. Have a restful weekend, friends, and I will talk to you on Monday.
Attention agency owners and marketing consultants. The new iOS updates aren't the only thing changing in today's marketing landscape. The role of the marketer is getting disrupted by high-quality talent across the globe, forcing your prices to decrease. If you've seen your marketing rates stagnate or decrease in the last 2 years, you need to do something new. Here's the truth. When you work, you can focus on solving small problems. As a result, you deserve small rewards. But if you could instead focus on solving bigger problems in those same hours, your income increases with your impact. Hey, I'm Casey Stanton, and I train marketing consultants and agency owners to become fractional chief marketing officers so they can ascend to the top role in a company, find new work for their agencies, and push their clients to record revenue and growth. Our fractional CMOs are paid to do the fun stuff, marketing strategy. If you want a full pipeline of great prospects with a simple and clear way to sell and service them as a fractional chief marketing officer, go to becomecmo.com. If you have more than 3 years of marketing experience, see if you have what it takes to be a successful fractional CMO at becomecmo.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.